The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. Most of you know that. 5 teams, 7 years. Awesome temp job in my 20s, primarily because it let me get all these other gigs where I do games on television for CBS and radio for Westwood One. Got a bunch of different podcasts. Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is daily. So you want power rankings and where every team stacks up, including your team? That's the Tuesday Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We got the College Draft Podcast, where Emery made his bets for every single conference championship game this weekend in college football. Make sure you check out the College Draft Podcast. And if you want to get these bets from this show in black and white, in the vaunted spreadsheet from our Australian sensation grades, just go to patreon.com/RTmedia. Make sure you sign up at the Tuckheads level and you'll get the login for the private Slack channel where grades post everything. All of the data, strike rate, you know, how we do on totals and teasers and best bets. It's all right there. It's amazing. Patreon.com/RTmedia. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Check us out at Ross Tucker Pod. We're getting so many more people watching on YouTube, which is really cool. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. The star of the show, it's Steve Fezzik. Not only is he the 2-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting, the Super Contest at the Westgate, he's closing in on maybe being a 3-time winner, Steve?
Yeah, over at Circa Millions, which has become the premium sports betting contest, kind of the main event, if you will, for the sports betting world, the main event of poker. This would be consistent with that. In the Circa Millions, 5,300 entries, and I stand in second place going into week 13, Ross, so fingers crossed.
So what's interesting to me about that, Steve, is here we are, you know, you're up 18 and a half units for the year on our show. I'm up 9 units. We both had bad week 12s. I was down 5 units. You were down 8 units. Thanksgiving week was not kind to us. But I guess I'm a little surprised that you're not doing even better on this show, considering where you're at on that. What's the difference?
Yeah, difference is what lines are being dealt. What information do I have? We do the show on Tuesday. I submit my contest selections on Saturday, and so a lot depends what goes on throughout the week in terms of injuries, in terms of what lines are available, taking advantage of lines that come out on Wednesday, and the like, and information and injuries. It's like the stock market. I'm a day trader. I might like the Bears on Tuesday, and by Sunday, I might like the Vikings. It's certainly possible.
Ooh, that's interesting. So We always talk about how great it is to do it on Tuesday and get ahead of the lines. That's interesting that you're doing so well on Saturdays.
Yes. So this has been a contrast. Typically, I have a higher win percentage on Tuesday. But, you know, to be honest, and, you know, pulling back the curtain, I like Phil Hellmuth is like a tournament player. That's what he does best in poker. He's not as good at cash games. He's still a great cash game player. I am really, really good at tournament sports betting, knowing when, how to exploit and take advantage of the lines that are off in these contests and putting them into my contest portfolio as well as anyone. And that's part of the reason I've had so much success in these sports betting tournaments.
Love it. Last week, Steve, I already mentioned how we did. Started with the Packers and the Lions. I kind of tried to middle it. I took the Packers getting the 7.5 for one unit. They won it outright, but we both had the Lions in a teaser, and they didn't win the game, Steve. So we lost a lot of teasers with having the Lions, and what was the other one that didn't come through for us? The Browns. The Lions and the Browns both killed us. They essentially killed every teaser we had. So I lost 6 units on the teasers. You lost 8 units on the teasers. We got killed by the teasers. We live with the teasers. We live and die with the teasers, I guess, Steve.
And I'm fine getting killed with Detroit. Who saw that coming? You know, in retrospect, I wish I hadn't invested in the Browns, which, you know, when we were watching that game, we were like, well, as soon as DTR got injured, we were donezo. Walker can't play. But we still could have lost that teaser, certainly. In retrospect, I wish I hadn't made that one.
Commanders, Cowboys. I took the Commanders getting 11. They're down 10 multiple times. They're moving the ball deep into Cowboys territory in the second half. And 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, let's just throw it. Let's throw the ball rather than running the quarterback sneak. It is gigantic, Steve, the advantage that the Eagles have over so many other teams that can't convert these 3rd-and-4th in shorts or 3rd-and-4th on the goal line. The Eagles are automatic. The other teams stumble all over themselves.
Yeah, Eagles get to every, they start out 1st and 8 3/4 because that's all they need, because it's an automatic first down as long as they have to go 1.5 yards or less. And, you know, bold prediction, some NFL teams are just going to bring in 3 rugby players, all right? And they're going to utilize them, and they're going to put them on special teams. And I would go as far as, as soon as you have on the goal line, you have 2nd goal from the 5, they're going to bring these 3 dudes in. One runs the ball, one pushes him and pushes upwards, and the other dude pushes from behind, and that way your quarterback doesn't get injured doing it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, but it's a nice idea. How about the Niners, Seahawks, nothing. Dolphins, Jets, nothing. Steelers, Bengals, we went under the 34.5, Steve. It was a best bet. 2 units, and that one hit 16-10. We were going under 34.5, so that was an easy winner there. Jags, Texans, you had the Texans in a teaser leg, in a couple of teaser legs. That was good, except you paired them with the Lions and the Browns, so that was bad. Patriots, Giants, you leaned the Giants. I put 2 units on the Giants, getting the 3.5. They won the game outright. The Patriots are a disgrace. I mean, to play like for a field goal the way they did late in that game, to have Mac Jones play like that, I mean, they're like, you have a lot to take back from previous years from what you said about Belichick.
Yeah, well, he can't play quarterback, and they have no quarterback, and ultimately Mac Jones, the worst pick 6 in the history of the planet. And then Zappi, terrible interception in the 4th quarter. It reminds me of that movie, The Program, where James Caan has his backup quarterback in. And, like, you see the dude reaching back, and Caan, the coach, screams, "Don't throw it!" And he throws it. No good.
How about Bucks, Colts? You leaned Colts. We both had Bucks as a teaser leg. That was a good teaser leg. Or no, I had the Bucks as a teaser leg. That was the only one that came through. How about Panthers, Titans, nothing. Saints, Falcons, nothing. Broncos, Browns. We both took the under 35.5. That hurt. That was surprising. Broncos get 29 points. Certainly those turnovers by the Browns killed us.
Yeah, that was the reason for the bad week, really, that game. You know, dropping the teaser units and the total. Would I do it again? Probably. On the total, not on the teaser.
Rams, Cardinals, nothing. Bills, Eagles, we both leaned Bills. That was the right call. They were getting 3.5. They lost by 3. Then we've got Chiefs, Raiders. We both put 2 units on the Raiders, getting 9.5. It was another best bet. Steve, they're up 14-0, and they missed a field goal. It should have been up 17-0, and we lost. It didn't cover.
I have a little sticky.
That was a stunner.
I have a little sticky. From now on, every Kansas City game, don't care who's ahead, as soon as a team gets ahead by 10 or more, I'm betting the other guys to come back, because that's what happens in Chief games.
Ravens, Chargers was nothing. Bears, Vikings, we both had 2 units on the Bears, getting the 3.5 last night. They won the game outright. So again, you were down 8. I was down 5 for the year. You're still up 18.5. I am still up 9 units. We had 5 best bets. We were 2-3 on our best bets for the week. Why is it saying 2-3-1 on 5 best bets? I'm confused. Anyway, for the year, I don't know why that says push. There's no push. For the year, we're 20-21 on our best bets. Steve, we move forward. I got a lot of games I like this week. I'm excited about it. In fact, I'm almost as excited about it as I am about going to OmahaSteaks.com and taking advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use the code EVEN at checkout to get an additional $30 off your order. Today is the last day. They've got these Cyber Monday sales, I believe. Score delicious deals on tender, juicy, extra-age steaks like their mouth-watering bacon-wrapped filet mignon, a holiday gift favorite. I'm a huge bacon-wrapped anything guy. I love when I'm at like those Brazilian steakhouses. Oh, you want bacon-wrapped steak? Yeah, bacon-wrapped chicken? Yeah. How about the bacon-wrapped sausage? I just invented that. Anyway, the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals will be gone before you know it. It's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code EVEN at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Steve, let's start with Thursday night. The Cowboys are laying 9.5 at home against the Seahawks. Totals 46.5.
Yeah, and you are spot on. Every Brazilian steakhouse should thank their bacon for bacon. We wouldn't go if it wasn't for the bacon. It's in all of our favorite entrees there. We're going to tease Dallas. Going to tease Dallas down to 6.5. No-brainer. Cowboys are a bully. They beat up on bad teams in Seattle. I'm starting to think Seattle, with a banged-up Geno Smith, is a below-average team. I'll pair them. We'll do a Thursday night, Monday night teaser. We'll pair it with the Jacksonville Jaguars Monday night, 2 units, 6.5 point teaser. Got to get Dallas down to -2.5.
Right now, Dallas on DraftKings is -9.5.
Will you make it a 7-point teaser? The rare 7-point teaser, you need to bring it down to 2.5. Cannot tease down to -3.
So what are the odds on a 7-point teaser?
-140. So grade me accordingly. If it, if it loses, nail me for a 3-unit loss.
Got it. Okay. I'm putting 1 unit on Seattle. I think they're going to hang. They need to hang. And yes, I know the way the Cowboys have been playing, but I'm putting 1 unit Seattle, getting the 9.5. What about the Dolphins in Washington? They are laying 9.5 on the road, totals 50.5.
I will lean to Miami in the 7-point teaser. I don't like teasing road favorites. Historically, that's not been nearly as good. And I want to be selected playing 7-point teasers. So lean to the Miami teaser, but no play.
1 unit again for me with the Commanders. For the record, if the Seahawks or the Commanders got up to 10.5, then I would put 2 units on them. just one unit with them getting 9.5. I'm wondering if the Commanders get a boost from Jack Del Rio being let go. Maybe not. Who knows? Cardinals are in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Total's 40. Steelers laying 5.5.
Yeah, I've got nothing on this game. You know, the Steelers finally had a good stat game where they outgained the Bengals by 200 yards. Maybe that offense is coming around. Warren is the better choice at running back, but it seems like Najee is motivated now because he's about to lose his job. Deontay gives him another weapon. So maybe the Steelers offense is going to awake. I'm going to pass the game.
I would pass the game as well. For me, it would just be a lean to Arizona to bounce back and play better. They were embarrassed by the Rams. That was really bad. So I would just lean Arizona. What about the Lions? Speaking of embarrassed, really bad on Thanksgiving. Now they go on the road to New Orleans, but they get extra rest as opposed to the Saints. Lions are laying 4, totals 46.
I'm going to pass this game also on the side. You know what? I think they'll be scoring. I'm going to put 2 units on the over. I also want to emphasize, favorites did great last week against the spread. I've seen this movie before, so we might see some more action coming in on the favorites this week. The public cashed most of their tickets last week. They'll be back betting favorites this week. So if you like some dogs, you like in this game, you might want to wait. And I'll lean Saints. I think I'm going to get a 4.5, so I'm going to wait for the 4.5.
Interesting. Interesting perspective. I like the Saints. You know, the Lions defense has been struggling as of late. They've really looked like crap as a team the last 2 games. Maybe they bounce back, but even if they do, I still think this game's competitive. 2 units on the Saints getting the 4 points. What about the Chargers laying 6 on the road in New England, Steve?
Yep, I'm going to look towards the total. New England can't score, and they're going to have an emergency meeting with their quarterback saying, listen, dummies, I don't care if you spike it into the ground, stop throwing pick sixes. So I'm going to go under. We've got the bad number at DraftKings all the way down to 40. So just one unit under the 40.
Wow. Yeah, I should have mentioned the total was 40 there. One unit under 40 for Steve. Gosh, I would lean to the Chargers laying the 6. I mean, they're at least still in their mind in the race. Like, they at least still have a chance. The Patriots know it's over for them, which is not a very good place to be. How about the Panthers? They're getting 5.5 on the road against the Bucks. Total is a low 37. Steve, is this a situation where they get the fired coach boost? Or did they like Frank Reich because he's a nice guy and this backfires?
You know, it turns out if you fire a coach that you liked, you do really well also. If you fire a coach you hate, you do great. In general, change is good. You know, they did a psychological study in a factory once where they kept moving the factory lights up and down and all over the place. And production always increased whenever a change was made just because the workers suddenly were motivated when they were living in interesting times. But I don't want the Carolina Panthers. You're not going to make money investing in, I think, what is the worst team in the NFL. I think even possibly worse than the Giants. So I'm going to pass.
Panthers have not been good to me. Just one unit on the Panthers getting the 5.5. I mean, come on, Panthers. All right. How about the Falcons and the Jets? Low total 34. Falcons are laying 2.5, Steve.
Gosh, I hate to do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the Falcons. I'm going to lay the 2.5 for 2 units. I just think that the Jets absolutely, that is just a very, very challenged football team. They can't score. And if you can't score, you can't win. Atlanta, 2 units.
Whew. Man, I thought about that. I'm gonna put 1 unit on that so we get a best bet because I do think the Falcons will win the game. But I also think it'll be a close game. Falcons don't really score very much. Now they're going against a good Jets defense, which I know hasn't been as great the last couple games. I'm taking the Jets up to 8.5 as one of my teaser legs. Jets up to 8.5, and I'm going to wheel them like I always do. So I'll give you the next legs as we keep moving forward, including this next game. What about, Steve, we'll dive into momentarily the Colts at the Titans. But first, if you want to go to that game, you got to use the Game Time app. I'm obsessed with this thing. I might be going to a concert Friday night. I might have gotten the tickets on Game Time app because you can see what's in your area. Just get the Game Time app on your phone. It's like the best way just to even know what events are in your area. You can see the seat before you buy it, so you know exactly what to expect. They got the Game Time guarantee, which means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. You got to tailgate before the game. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights, the best tailgating beer ever. Whether it's with your friends or family, always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Colts are laying 2 on the road at Tennessee, Steve.
All right, so this is going to be my Omaha Steaks bacon-wrapped 3-star teaser of the year. We'll make it of the millennium. I'm going to tease Tennessee up to 8. This is going to be a close game. I don't know who's going to win. So love the Titans teasers, and I'll pair them in with Monday Night Football. Jacksonville Jaguars down to -2. 3-star teaser.
I'm with you on that teaser because I got both those teaser legs. That'll end up being a best bet for us. I've got Tennessee up to +8 as well, and I've got Jacksonville down to -2.5. What about the Broncos and the Texans, Steve? The Texans are laying 3.5, totals 46.5.
It sure feels a little bit high to me, but I can tell you, pulling back the curtain, pros were all over Houston -3. So if the pros were betting -3, it is not profitable to take 3.5, and therefore I'm only going to lean, but my power ratings scream Denver. Lean Denver.
I'm following your power rankings, and I don't care about the pros all over the Texans with the -3. 3.5? Broncos have won 5 games in a row. Stroud's turning it over. The Broncos believe. I love the Broncos getting 3.5. 2 units. Tell the pros to shove it. Total's 46.5 on that one. Ooh, this spread just changed. I had it as a teaser leg, but no more. The Niners are laying 3 against the Eagles. 5 minutes ago, the Niners were laying 2.5, Steve. The total's 46.5. Money's coming in on San Francisco.
Yeah, and that's my money that's coming in. I can't give the Niners -3 just to pull back the curtain. On Monday, I gave this play a huge play on the Niners against the Eagles. There's still 2.5s out there. I can't grade it at this number, so it won't be an official play here. But the spot is unbelievable for the Niners. So look at what's happening. The Niners, 10 days to prepare. Eagles coming off an overtime, all-in game. The Eagles are in the midst of their 5-game playoff contender gauntlet, where they've been winning game after game while losing the stats. Playoff revenge, Purdy got hurt last year, and the Eagles blew out the Niners in the playoffs. The Niners, by margin, are the best team in the NFL. Ross, don't tease your Eagles. The Niners, they're gonna kill them.
Wow. Gonna kill them.
Kill them.
Wow. All right. I got nothing on that game. I like the Eagles as a teaser leg when it was 2.5, but now that it's up to +3, I'm not doing it. What about the Browns getting 4 in LA against the Rams? Might be Joe Flacco starting a quarterback. Total's 39.
By the way, shout out to my buddy Will Hill that sent me a very innocent little text. He's like, 49ers -1, no explanation early in the week. Thank you, Will Hill. I got nothing on this Cleveland Ram. You know, this Rams running back is amazing. So rare is it that a running back matters. But when you have Cam Akers and a bunch of nothings at running back, and then all of a sudden you get a stud in there, it makes a big difference that Rams offense is clicking. If anything, I'd even lead in Rams.
Not me. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns. One unit, getting the 4 points. In Flacco, I trust. Only one unit, but I'm feeling Flacco in this one. Even if he doesn't play, Browns can't play that bad 2 weeks
Ross,
in a row.
Flacco's a walking corpse. Come on now.
All right, let's go Chiefs against the Packers. Packers are getting 6.5 at home. Total's 42.
I'm going to go over. Jordan Love's playing very well. Patrick Mahomes is still God, even though no one can catch the ball. Relatively low total, certainly for a Mahomes game. Over 42, two units.
I don't really have anything on this game. If anything, I probably would lean to the Packers, but I would want the 7 or the 7.5. We'll see what happens with what Steve said earlier about the favorites. Lastly, Steve, Jags are laying 8.5 at home against the Bengals. Monday Night Football, total is 38.5. We both are teasing the Jags down to -2.5, correct?
Yes, and that Bengal offense was okay. The defense was absolutely terrible against Pittsburgh. You got to worry about the Bengals checking out for the season.
Yeah, it's not a good spot. Not a good spot at all. Totally with you, Steve. Check us out. Patreon.com/RTMedia if you want all of these bets in black and white. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.